What happens when we die? This question has haunted humanity since consciousness first contemplated mortality. Through deep hypnotic regression, Dr. Michael Newton's Journey of Souls offers something extraordinary: consistent first-hand accounts from people who've glimpsed the afterlife. These aren't near-death experiences, but detailed memories of the soul's journey between lives, recalled under hypnosis. The striking similarities across thousands of cases suggest we're glimpsing a profound reality rather than mere imagination. When consciousness separates from the physical body, it doesn't extinguish, it expands, beginning a remarkable journey home. Consider James, who died during the 1918 influenza epidemic. Under hypnosis decades later in his current life, he recalled watching nurses pull a sheet over his head while his wife sobbed nearby. "I wanted to comfort her, but my hands passed right through her shoulders," he explained. What surprised him most wasn't fear, but an exhilarating lightness, freedom from physical constraints and the chronic pain of his final days. This pattern repeats across countless cases. Death experienced not as darkness, but as liberation, a doorway to expanded awareness rather than oblivion. After death, souls journey through a tunnel toward bright light, a structured transition between physical and spiritual realms. One soul described, "I'm moving through a dim tunnel with a circle of light ahead that gradually expands." Emerging into a realm of cloudy brightness filled with thought energy and radiating love, souls perceive the spirit world differently based on their development, from crystalline structures with sparkling light to familiar earth-like settings that provide comfort. A profound joy comes from reuniting with familiar souls. Despite appearing as energy forms, souls recognize each other instantly through unique vibrational patterns. One described drifting through what felt like white sand when Uncle Charlie approached, a beloved relative who projected his familiar, jolly presence despite appearing as luminous energy. These reunions follow patterns. Some meet a principal guide, followed by others of decreasing influence. Some experience quiet encounters with just their spiritual guide. Advanced souls often receive minimal reception as they need less comfort. That inexplicable connection you feel with certain people mirrors what souls experience in the spirit world, but without physical limitations. Some souls struggle with their transition back to the spirit world, either as ghosts who resist returning due to unfinished business, or those involved with harmful acts requiring specialized healing. For most souls, healing begins in a spiritual field hospital where they receive revitalizing energy showers of liquid light that cleanse negativity from their previous lives. This process helps souls release physical imprints and become whole again. Experienced souls process this energy efficiently, while younger souls may carry wounds longer. After initial healing, souls undergo an orientation with their guides, a life review where they account for their actions based on how they handled their chosen lessons. Guides never punish, but may express disappointment when souls fail to meet pre-life agreements. Communication occurs through deep telepathic connections where thoughts cannot be hidden. Through probing questions rather than answers, guides foster self-awareness, helping souls recognize patterns repeating across multiple lifetimes. When souls rejoin familiar classmates in group settings, they feel truly home. The spirit world is organized hierarchically. Primary clusters of 3 to 25 souls work closely together across eternity, often incarnating as relatives and friends. Secondary groups contain many primary clusters, typically numbering at least 1,000 souls. In communal areas, souls engage in both study and play. They return to learning spaces with life books, crystal records showing condensed versions of past lives. Groups analyze mistakes and choices from recent incarnations, offering perspectives impossible to gain alone. Souls form circles to unify their thought energy, creating what some describe as singing. They perform graceful dances in patterns of light and color that strengthen connections and accelerate growth. Souls radiate distinctive colors, indicating their development level, from white, newer souls, progressing through reddish-white, yellow, light blue, to dark blue, with the most advanced appearing purple, reflecting their energy's density and vibrational frequency. Every soul has at least one personal guide, though some are more evident than others. These spiritual teachers provide warmth, love, and creative power, helping us fulfill our destiny. Guide complexity correlates with their students' awareness. Master guides typically work with entire soul groups while being assisted by less experienced teachers. Guides sometimes incarnate to directly assist their charges. In one case, a guide named Oa appeared across multiple lives of a subject, as an old man in a Judean village around 50 BC helping an orphaned girl, later as a trusted friend, and in the subject's current life as her son Brandon, supporting her through various challenges. Guides often work in pairs with complementary approaches. One case shows junior guide Quan appearing as a nurturing Native American medicine woman providing comfort, while senior guide Giles manifests as an Irish leprechaun who challenges the same person. These partnerships create balance, serving different development needs. Have you ever felt an inexplicable nudge toward a certain decision? These might be your guides helping you navigate your chosen life path. The decision to reincarnate follows careful consideration. After healing from past lives and consulting counselors, souls assess their readiness for another physical journey and determine which circumstances will best facilitate growth. In the Ring of Destiny, souls use a mental scanning device to preview potential futures. Though they can glimpse possible paths, our existence isn't predetermined. Reincarnation fundamentally involves exercising free will within certain parameters. When selecting a new life, souls first choose optimal environments before examining specific individuals. They can experience locations with full sensory detail and even enter potential candidates' minds to understand their thought patterns. Choosing a physically challenged body is typically deliberate, often accelerating development. One woman discovered through hypnosis that her recurring leg pains connected to a past life as a crippled girl in 1871, a deliberate contrast to her previous Viking warrior existence. This choice forced her intellectual growth, showing how souls often select opposite extremes across lives for balanced development. We are spiritual beings having temporary human experiences, not merely humans with occasional spiritual moments. The journey of souls offers the most meaningful explanation for our existence, operating within a system beyond our comprehension. Our imperfect world exists by design, with suffering serving as a teaching tool. We learn through wrongdoing, as the absence of good traits reveals our flaws and motivates growth. What if death is merely a transition? What if each life is a classroom, each challenge a lesson, and each relationship a reunion of souls across lifetimes? Evidence from thousands of hypnotic regressions suggests this reality. Our souls journey eternally, temporarily forgetting our true nature to learn lessons only possible through physical existence. Remember, you are not alone, not lost, and exactly where you need to be. Your struggles have purpose, your connections have history, and your soul has a home beyond this life, just one chapter in your soul's magnificent journey.